Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You've come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. From time to time on the podcast, we bring guests along that have something important to say, and I think our guest today has something important to say. At least we're going to hope he has something important to say. So I want to introduce you to my friend, Pastor Aaron Hutton. Say hi to the people.
Hello. Good morning. Welcome.
All right. So for those who don't know, Pastor Hutton just completed his doctorate of ministry. And as part of that multi-year process, did a dissertation, major applied project kind of thing. And so I want to begin by just asking what you did for that. What was your focus on that?
My official title for my major applied project was The Effects of Testimony Through Seminars Using Cinema Education, Biblical Narratives, Live Personal Testimony, and Journaling at Christ Lincoln Among Young Adults Learning to Share Testimony. So obviously you
now,
hear a lot
of hold
about-
on a minute. Did you memorize that or did you read that for us?
Yeah. It's a constant work in the brain. How's that? Yeah.
Okay.
Many of my fellow students maybe laughed at me that my title was about three times longer than many of theirs. So,
yeah. Well, but it wasn't longer than the actual dissertation, I'm sure. So testimony is a word that jumped out at me first. So how, like, typically when I think of testimony, I think of, my personal testimony, if I'm going to talk about that, would be I was baptized, or I remember praying in the back of a car to follow Jesus with my whole heart, or I remember walking up stage on a Billy Graham crusade, or that's my testimony, is my my come to faith moment, if you will. Is that what you're talking about? Or tell me how you're defining testimony.
I would say, yes, that is what we're talking about, but more. So
okay. In
my work, I'm actually trying to broaden the definition of testimony in our churches. The evangelical circles definitely like to talk about a conversion event. So what's your testimony? You need to know the date that you accepted Jesus in your heart kind of deal. And so growing up, I at least believed, as a Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod young man, was baptized as a baby. I was confirmed. I went to church my whole life. My grandpa was my pastor, for goodness sakes. I even wanted to be a pastor, and I felt like I had no testimony. But even as I share that, I'm actually sharing my story with you. I am sharing my testimony because I'm sharing in the ways that God has worked. And so by broadening the definition, I really like to take a look at how are we intentionally sharing our knowledge or faith with other people? And so that is our testimony. So then I get to say, man, I am so richly blessed by my grandparents who were of faith. My grandpa was my pastor. We live two blocks away. They helped raise my parents in faith. My parents took me to church. They baptized me as a baby. I got to go through Sunday school. I got to go through confirmation. I grew up wanting to be a pastor. Like, that is my story and testimony of God at work in some really beautiful and incredible ways. But I think far too often people today are so worried they don't have a testimony because they don't have this grand come to Jesus moment.
Okay. So, so basically what I'm hearing you say is every Christian has a testimony, and our testimony doesn't only focus on that moment we came to faith, baptism or the Billy Graham crusade or whatever it might be, but it is much bigger than that, longer than that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe every single person has a testimony. Every follower of Jesus, no matter how it began, baptized as a baby or baptized as an adult, that just gets to be a part of your story. And what I think is really great about it is that no matter how the culture shifts and changes around the church today, we are always ready and prepared to be able to meet that culture and share Jesus. Now, sometimes the culture doesn't want to hear about Jesus in the way that we want to share it. So not everybody's going to walk through our church doors. Not everybody is going to worship in the same style we worship in. But what I find is people are willing to listen to stories. Stories matter in our culture. We like to tell stories. We like to listen to stories. This is why Disney can make the money they make, by telling stories and getting you engaged and involved in the stories. And And what I have found is that when somebody becomes vulnerable and somebody starts by sharing their story, sharing their testimony, it breeds testimony. Others then will ask questions back, or they'll start to share about their lives and what's going on. And so it actually primes. It's a perfect place that can be used in our schools. It can be used in our places of work in the city. It can be used in rural places. Like it spans the gap, even internationally, by being able to just share, well, this has been my experience and my story. And it's really hard for somebody to shut you down and go, nah, God didn't work that way. And it's like, really?
Right.
Just don't react that way to our stories.
Right. When you share your own story, how can somebody say it's not your story?
That's not true. Yeah. They just don't. They can't. Yeah. So it actually disarms some people who might otherwise be quite defensive to hearing things of the faith.
Mm-hmm. So when you, I presume you had a lot of research for this. When you set out to do research, what did it look like? What did you find out? Tell me about the research piece of it.
Yeah. So as you heard in the title, my research really digs into what I did. So I led two seminars with multiple young adults. I had 10 young adults from the ages of 19 to 30 in a room. And basically what happened is in these two Saturday mornings, we spent 4 hours apiece on two different Saturday mornings. I began with cinema education. It's a psychological term, actually, about learning through video. And so I used the first three episodes of The Chosen, season one, to allow people to experience Jesus in maybe a different light. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to pick up on how did that impact them? Did it impact them? Maybe it mattered nothing. You know, and in those seasons, in those episodes of season one, you have the beautiful story of Mary Magdalene kind of coming to life, the calling of her in the first place. And how many of us can resonate with that? You know, some of us have some pretty dark pasts that all of a sudden it was just Jesus does all of a sudden call our name and it's like, boom. So to have these conversion events, they do matter. And to hear people tell those stories, that matters. But then there's other, stories, and there's other pieces, whether it's the characters of Peter, as that gets developed there, James and John, the sons of thunder. But in those first episodes also, there's that moment of Jesus in the woods camping and the little children come along. And so it's just picking up on, does that impact people when we see a different side of Jesus as well? I think sometimes we don't believe in God because we have a certain depiction of God or a certain depiction of his followers that make a mess of things. And so I can't believe in Jesus because look at his followers, look at how bad they are. Well, we shouldn't be throwing out Jesus just because the followers can't get it always right. And so does that testimony of Jesus through video impact people? So we did that. After each episode, the participants would then journal. And so they got into this habit of reflecting and journaling what they heard, what they saw, what they witnessed. Maybe it was something they disagreed with. That's fine. It didn't matter what they journaled. It was just up to them. What did it leave them feeling and experiencing? And then their role would be to go share a couple of thoughts, a thought or two, three thoughts with somebody else in the room. So essentially a stranger. They didn't all know each other. And that was the point. Differences, but within our young adults. So we took a look at cinema education. But then I did it also with biblical narrative. So the idea of, does the Bible still matter? Does the narrative of the Bible still matter? Does that still impact people today? And what I found is absolutely it does. Just not everybody knows how to read the Bible. But when it comes to life, or it's just set in the right stage, and then simply I read the account and I didn't preach, I didn't elaborate on it. It was just, let's listen to this in terms of what we've got going on here of story, testimony. What do we learn of Jesus? What do we learn of the heart of God? And again, they would then reflect. And we went through multiple biblical accounts, and people were greatly impacted by that. And then they would have to go share with somebody. So you can see in the seminars, it was actually built to let me experience life, let me reflect on God, and then let me try to share that with somebody else. So they were learning a habit here. We did it with live personal testimony. So I actually had two different individuals come in and share their personal testimony that were maybe a little bit more dramatic in terms. But one was very dramatic and one was a little less dramatic on purpose. One of my biblical accounts was taking a look at Timothy. Timothy becomes a great bishop in the church, according to church history, and yet he doesn't have this huge conversion event. What we hear from Paul's recording is that he learned it from his grandmother and his mother, and so it was passed down that Timothy would be a man of faith and great character. And that's as much as you get. You get a couple verses, and that's all right. We know about it, versus Peter or Matthew or Mary. And so look at that testimony. That matters if you've grown up. It matters if you've got grandparents, and generationally this has been what you've done. Cool. Share that story. And then, obviously, as I use journaling throughout, between the seminars, I had participants on a daily basis journal. And so, and simply the questions were, how did you see God at work today? How did you experience God at work today? You know, did you witness God up to anything in your life or the lives of people around you? And what I learned is the journaling was one of the hardest pieces for most participants, but also one of the most impactful pieces. The participants, when I interviewed them, because then I interviewed a selection of them in an extensive interview, and I simply asked questions of them, and they told me basically their account. They told me their testimony, engaged in the seminars, engaged throughout this process. But that journaling and that time of reflection really mattered. Although difficult, not their habit normally, it allowed them to pick up on different nuances in some very powerful ways. And they found that they actually began to share things with coworkers, family members, that they talked about these things that were resonating in their hearts and their minds. And so again, testimony breeding testimony. So hours and hours and hours of research with participants and interviews, and then going through the transcriptions of the interviews and so forth to pick up on what were common themes and so forth. And if that really excites you, you can actually take a look at the dissertation itself, which most people won't want to do. It's not the greatest read. I do hope to write a book that that maybe makes this a little bit more practical, helpful, and useful.
So let's talk about that practical application. So how does it impact you as a pastor, but how is it practical for the body of Christ? The research you've done, how can you know, we got a lot of listeners here on the podcast, how can this help them grow as believers in Jesus and living out their Christian faith?
I think the first question is to ask yourself, how comfortable are you with your story? Are you willing to be vulnerable in sharing certain parts of your life? Because that's what it takes. Somebody who starts with some vulnerability, and then that gets multiplied by others. This was actually happened in my my defense of my doctorate. I had to sit with some other theologians and some guys who I greatly respect. They've got incredible minds, great theologians. And I started to share. I gave about a 3-minute testimony of my life. And the one who has some cross-cultural experience chimed in afterwards. He goes, Aaron, that's great to hear your story, but that's not my story. And then he went on to share his story. And I looked at him and I said, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Our stories don't have to align and agree, but I shared mine. And then look, you started to share yours. And a light bulb just went off on top of his head going, wait a minute, that's what it, okay. So somebody has to start opening up a little bit and sharing their parts of the story. And that doesn't mean you go start to share every part of your life with every single human being. But I bet you have some commonalities that you can start to talk with other people about. Like, you know, some challenge, you know, how God has helped you through some challenge, and you get to just kind of point and create some God space within your story that allows them to process and start to reflect in their own lives. And so that's the practical piece, is how do we get more comfortable with our stories? How do we push ourselves to be just a little bit more vulnerable with people, sharing our story, our testimony? Because I think this is something that will fill in the gap in our churches. The reason I really picked this up is because I see an issue in a lot of our people today who just don't know how to talk about their faith.
Right.
And yet, if you look at ancient church history, it was very oral. It was oral traditions and so forth. This is what you did. You got around the campfire. You told stories. You would hear your elders tell stories of scripture and our family members who had this, 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 and this. And I bet if you think about your own family, even Pastor Shike, I bet there's certain family stories you have. that just kind of resonate, that you continue to share because of grandma and grandpa, because of mom and dad, or even the kids. It's the story of your family that gets brought up every so often. And, and whether those stories allude to challenges or not, that's not the point. The point is, look at what we've learned from it. Look at how we praise God because he's brought us through those things.
Yeah, as we've started small groups, for years, the ones that really that I watch and have taken off are the ones that started with people sharing stories and their story going around the room. And it's just interesting as we bring 10 people together who don't know each other and ask them to begin sharing stories. And the first one shares, they can go a couple of minutes, but that's about it, you know. And people are like, oh, they identify with things. The next person shares and they go maybe 4 minutes. The next person shares, they go five. And by the time the 10th person is done sharing, the first person's like, hey, I got more to share. Could I tell more of my story? Because they feel comfortable. Yeah. And it really breaks down those barriers. And all the stories are different. And yet all the stories have commonalities because we're all human beings. We all face, you know, the same things, but a little bit differently in our lives. So that's kind of cool to watch that happen. And those groups really then get tight because they've shared those stories with each other. So, yeah.
That's exactly what I found in the research. And I looked in the field of education as well. And education is actually using testimony in a lot of higher education or even in the medical field, to where they're finding doctors and nurses and college students learn at a different rate because relationships are built, because there's trust. It actually, doctors who learned to do in the residency, they were doing like 72 word studies and so forth. That's all they had. They could use 72 words to tell about their experience that day. In the first 2 weeks, it was all about them, like what they knew and so forth and so forth. And in the final weeks, it was all about the patients and the experience. And so what they found was it actually helped doctors not only have the head knowledge, the experience and the expertise, but it created empathy with patients, relationship with patients, and they started to see the people they were with in a different light. And so I think that's the same for the church. Do we just come with, here's God's truth and God's word? Or are we actually ready to sit with people and build the relationship and have empathy? Because all of us know what it's like to be a sinner. And yet I hope all of us get to know that Jesus is our Savior. And so that's my story. Baptized, LCMS. Raised by parents. Grandpa was pastor. I wanted to become a pastor, but then throughout it, I end up in a couple of depressions. I think about suicide. I shared my stories. It was my fourth sermon actually here when I came into Christ Lincoln. And after that built up relationships and trust, and people came to talk about their life because they were like, wait a minute, I think he's going to get this.
Right.
I think you and I have seen this as we do testimony series as well.
Right.
You know, others tell their testimony. And inevitably, other people come forward going, man, I got to talk to that person because I get that.
Right.
And I also want to grow and learn and know love and health in the midst of that. Right. Because some people, we carry wounds for a long time and they ooze. And yet, if we can start to tell our testimony, our story, we can start to see some health. And so how do we incorporate this in our youth programming? How do we incorporate this just in our personal lives as we walk with our family members, our coworkers, and our neighbors?
Right. Great. Hey, thanks for coming on. Thanks for sharing that with the folks today. I pray that it's a blessing to people. If they want to get a hold of you, they can certainly write to us at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com, and I will pass anything along to you that comes in. So that's great. Thanks for joining us. I'll say goodbye, and we'll close this way. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength and fly on wings like eagles. We always want to trust in that promise of God. And we talked today about how God will continue to bless us as we share stories of what he's done in our lives and how he can bless others. So thanks for joining us on the podcast today.